The Nigerian army says it will press on with a massive operation against Salafist militants in the northeast. According to army officials, the offensive will go on until its objectives are achieved. Earlier this week, Nigeria declared a state of emergency in several states following a series of deadly attacks. A lawyer for Guantanamo Bay prisoner Mo'ath al-Alawi complains to the U.S. Justice Department about the condition of his client. The lawyer says al-Alawi was shot at close range with rubber-coated steel bullets. Meanwhile, the hunger strike by inmates at the notorious U.S. prison has entered its 103rd day. U.S. police gunfire claims the life of a college student in New York. 21-year-old Andrea Ribello died when officers were responding to a home robbery at an off-campus house. Police also shot and killed a man allegedly involved in the robbery. People in Turkey have held nationwide anti-government protests a week after deadly bombings in the border town of Rehani. The rallies in Ankara and Rehani turned violent after police intervention. Protesters blame the government for intervening in Syria and using the bombing incident to promote its foreign policy. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the U.S. can establish military bases in Afghanistan after the two sides sign a security agreement. Karzai said the agreement could be reached if Washington ensures lasting peace in Afghanistan. Kabul says Washington has confirmed its demands for establishing 9 permanent bases there. Thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets again in major cities in protest against Tel Aviv's austerity measures. The protest organizers say they plan to hold weekly demonstrations. Last week, thousands held similar rallies against the increased taxes and spending cuts in the new budget. Only Syrian people will decide the future of their country. That's what the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, has said in an interview with Argentinian media. Assad welcomed an agreement between the U.S. and Russia to find a political solution to the Syrian crisis, but expressed skepticism about Washington's intentions. Teachers, students, and their parents in the U.S. city of Chicago protest against a plan to close dozens of public schools. The planned closure is part of efforts to reduce budget shortfalls. The protest is expected to add weight to 2 lawsuits recently brought against education authorities over the issue.